This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors and thrivers of this disorder and these toxic traits that come along with it as well. Today's episode is going to be a touchy subject, y'all. Roe versus Wade and toxic people. Roe versus Wade and narcissistic people. Y'all just saw Roe versus Wade. The protections got ruled back by the Supreme Court. Y'all saw that, didn't you? You seen that, didn't you? You have to have a level of narcissism in you to do some shit like that, honestly. I know this is not going to be about who's right or who's wrong, but yeah, you gotta go with it. So y'all finally saw it. Live in-person meetup, July 23rd in Durham, North Carolina, at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood in Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, 3 p.m. until. Me, Raw Motivation, some other people will be there. So, Roe versus Wade and narcissistic personality disorder. Toxic people. How does it affect narcissists? Y'all, so if you're in certain states where you cannot get the A word anymore, buckle up for toxic people to try to trap your ass with a baby. To try to trap you in their life some way, shape, or form with their baby. Get prepared. Buckle up. Because a lot of people, you can't afford to go to certain states or whatever. You can't afford to travel to get one of these, you know, the A words and whatnot to get, you know, to get a smorgasbord. You can't go to a different state to do that. So guess what? These toxic people are going to try to trap you with kids more now than ever. You want to get a Hoover and let them clap your goddamn cheeks and put a baby in you? Buckle up, because you're going to be stuck with this person for the rest of your life. It's trap baby season, trap baby time, now more than ever. So if you're in one of these states and you don't have the financial means to go to a different state to do this, buckle the hell up. I'm just telling you, I know plan Bs or whatever exists, but sometimes you might not know. Sometimes they might what they call a stealthing, where they remove the condom or they poke holes in it. Who knows? Buckle up. Because this is going to cause a lot of ripple effect in toxic people trying to trap you with babies. I just know, and men and women alike, this is not just a man trying to clap your cheeks and put a baby in you because one last Hoover clapping, you know what I mean? One last closure clapping, and you get a goddamn trap baby that you cannot get rid of now. Guess what? You're stuck with this person for the rest of your life. Come on, baby, please give me another chance. I know I done cheated on you. I know I done beat you up. I know I done threatened to unalive you. I know I done did every terrible thing to you in the book. Please, let's have some closure. Let's have a closure clapping. A closure clapping. Let me clap the cheeks one more time. And they put a baby in your ass that you don't know about until it's too late. Then you get stuck, and they try to get you prosecuted. I'm just telling you, people are going to go crazy, and they're going to weaponize this, y'all. You think it's a joke? They're going to weaponize it. They're going to weaponize the hell out of it. So y'all, you can get mad at me all you want to, but I know it's coming. They do it now. They try to do it now without, they were doing it before this got repealed or whatever. Now, overturned, you know, now they're going to do it more than ever. Oh, you in a state that you can't, you in one of these super red states, whatever, you can't do it. Guess what? They're going to try to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law with a goddamn trap baby because you let somebody come clap your cheeks one last goddamn time. Or you went over to clap her cheeks one more time and you put a baby in and now she's trapping you. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. These are terrible times. So protect your womb, protect your seed, whatever you got, protect this shit right now. Or go to the other side of the fence and get trapped with a baby for this toxic ass person for the rest of your goddamn existence. What do you want to do?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dude, you can't control your sexual impulses, so you get a closure clapping, and now you got a baby that you can't get rid of, and now you're stuck with this person for the rest of your life. What did I do wrong? What did I do to deserve this? You couldn't control your fucking sexual urges, and now you got a trap baby. Because the government decided to take away some reproductive rights in people's states. So, buckle up. Y'all think it's a joke. Some people think it's a joke. I see some people celebrating. Toxic people are celebrating too. You know what I mean? You got the whole pro-life crowd celebrating. Yeah! But you got a whole bunch of toxic ass people that are celebrating too. So buckle up. These are terrible times because they're going to try to trap you with babies. They're going to try to get you locked up. If you get rid of my baby, I'm going to get you locked up. I promise you. I'm going to tell everybody and they're going to prosecute you to the fullest end of the law. I'm just telling you, I can't, or the other side of it, I can't get rid of this baby because they will prosecute me to the full extent of the law. So I guess you're trapped with me. Doop. Got you. Now, more than ever, protect your goddamn body. Protect it. I'm just telling you, because if you don't, other side of it, narcissistic people, when you're asking for closure or they're asking for closure, they're going to try to suck you into that. Sleeping with each other one more time. And guess what? That one more time might change the rest of your life. I was free and I just could not let them clap my cheeks one more time. And I got a baby for the rest of my life. And they're torturing me mentally. Why did this happen to me? You didn't control yourself. Lee, you sound like you victim blaming. You're picking on victim. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm telling you from this point forward, if you don't guard your body, you're going to get fucked up. Well, you're cussing again because I know how serious this shit is. There's going to be a lot of goddamn kids running around here getting raised in terrible-ass environments because people couldn't control their fucking sexual impulses. And then the goddamn government takes away the rights. So you can get mad at me all you want to, but if you don't protect yourself, I know some certain situations you can't protect yourself because even some states don't even have it. If they take it away from you, if they take it from you, if they grape you, emphasis on the part without the G. Drop the G from it because you say certain words. They censor videos and they just won't. You won't see it. So they grape you. Apparently, you still have to have a baby bomb. So please protect yourself, y'all. I know this is not in flow in conjunction with my normal content, but I just know this is kind of tied in together with it because narcissists will try to trap you with a baby. They just will. So here you go as well. You might not even know this person you're getting pregnant by. Know. Before you go, know the people, know them, get to know people, set boundaries, y'all. Just stop having babies willy nilly, please, please. This is me begging. I'm begging y'all right now. You don't want a bunch of neglected children running around here in toxic households or getting split between two toxic households or one toxic household or another person trying to deal with it. You don't want that, y'all. You don't want it now more than ever. I'm just, oh my god, I already know it's gonna happen. I already know. I already see it coming because people don't fucking listen. They don't listen, and then you get mad. You get mad at the other person. Why did you do this to me? I'm just saying, in certain situations, you know, sometimes, like I said, if they take it from you, then they deserve to go to the bottom pits of hell. But sometimes, like I said, if you're a willing participant and you let this narcissist or toxic person get you pregnant, buckle up. Buckle up, y'all. Because I know how it's going to go. They're going to use this. They're going to weaponize the overturning of Roe v. Wade to trap a lot of people. To remain in your life some way, shape, or form for the rest of your existence. So you have to buckle up. You absolutely do. Protect yourself, protect your body. On this episode, I'm not gonna ramble on y'all because y'all get it. Again, I'm gonna wrap it up by saying this: live in person meetup, July 23rd in Durham, North Carolina. I'll be there. Raw Motivations will be there. The Virginia Beach one we had was amazing. Thanks all for coming. We had like 35 people come out. New friends were made. Family members were met. Reconnected. It was crazy. So come through July 23rd in Durham, North Carolina, 3 p.m. Honeysuckle at Lakewood. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Hennessy is out. Peace.